It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilbourn. Very pleased to be joined again tonight by Rita Ora. Hello.
Hi.
Lovely to speak to you again. How are you?
You too. Yeah, I'm really well. Thank you.
You have been so busy for the last year. It's been too long. How are you doing? How's it all gone?
Oh, I'm really super excited. I mean, literally releasing my single Poison, it's been so amazing. And having literally all this support, it's been unbelievable. But I'm super excited.
I've been watching your diaries on your Facebook and your Twitter pages. And it's just like, it's non-stop. You were there like, oh, we're just flying to this other country for 24 hours. Then we'll be flying straight back again.
Yeah, you need to see the footage that's coming out. I mean, it's nice that people are watching these videos because it really gives you an insight on how us, I don't know, pop stars, as you like to call it, really do act. It's really like, it's a lot of work, you know, we work hard.
I think the thing is, a lot of people, you know, see the last time you released a song and go, well, what are they playing at? But in reality, you are all over the place. Like you say, not only have you been working on your new album, you've been doing shows and collaborating with people. And, you know, just recently I saw you went to Las Vegas and met Mariah Carey. What was that like?
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah, I went to watch her live performance. It was surreal, but it was amazing because the whole of Vegas is just like, literally like you're on a trip. It's just the weirdest place ever.
I'm going there this summer, so I'm quite nervous now you've told me that.
Oh, have fun.
Well, thanks very much. I think that's what everyone pretty much said. Just like, good luck surviving that then.
Yeah.
But like we say, you've been over in America. It's not only seeing shows, doing all sorts of things. You performed at the Oscars. You performed to the Obamas at the White House as well. I didn't know about this. What was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, they were super nice. His daughters apparently requested me, which was a very nice compliment.
Amazing.
And I sang some Christmas carols for their Christmas party.
Talk about pressure. I mean, Oscars and the Obamas. It doesn't really get much bigger than that, does it?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I mean, when you put it like that, it's pretty cool.
And of course, a while back you were here, you were on The Voice. What was that like for you as an experience? Because it's something a bit different, I suppose.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, The Voice was something that's really changed my life forever. It's made me really open my eyes to how much talent we've actually got in our country. You know, it's like surreal, but it's nice to help somebody. And I'm only on my second album, you see. So I walked into The Voice, you know, not trying to kind of overshadow or step on any toes, but more of just trying to guide.
Well, exactly. You're almost sort of fresh out of like, well, I've just gone through all this and I can help you the best.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we couldn't have you on without mentioning the rumours involving you and the X Factor. Of course, you've been linked with this job in the past and you turned it down. Is there any reason why, you know, I mean, maybe this time you could be coerced into doing it?
I mean, yeah, like you said, these rumours, I feel like, have been coming around for like the past 3 years. It's a huge compliment, you know. Doing The Voice was great, and this is such an amazing kind of compliment, and I really respect everything Simon Cowell has done musically and business-wise. But, you know, right now I'm just talking about my single and my album.
Exactly. I think, you know, the papers are always trying to make every day a story out of all this and saying he's offering you this and that and what have you. But for you, would it just be, you know, a case of it being at the right time or the right opportunity?
I mean, I never discriminate these shows because I feel like it's the evolution and I feel like it's great that people get a chance to express themselves creatively. But it's all a timing thing and it's all whether or not, you know, it's all about my album and everything I've been working towards. So, but, you know, like I said, never say never, but, you know, I'm really excited and it's a huge compliment.
If you were starting out in the industry now, let's say, would you lean towards auditioning for The Voice or The X Factor?
I think that I would probably, I mean, it takes a lot of courage to audition for these shows. It's a lot of confidence. You need to have a lot of courage in yourself. And I don't think I would have been able to do it. Either one.
Like you say, there's so much attention from you from such an early start.
I'm so grateful that I'm able to do my job and I did it the natural way, you know, the grind, the way when you're grinding behind the scenes.
It is a very tough decision to make because they are very similar shows, of course.
Exactly, but it's also an exciting time for, I think, television and music.
Now, back to the music for you.
Yeah.
You, as you say, you've been working on this album whilst you've been away, but it's not like we haven't heard from you. I mean, you did collaborations with Charlie XCX
and
Iggy Azalea.
Thank you, yeah.
Is there any look to a collaboration in the future, maybe on the album or anything like that?
There's definitely collaborations on this record, 100%. The album's looking for release around September. This single, it's June 28th, and then we follow with a new single.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a bunch of collaborations, but there's definitely a few swaps that we're doing with other artists, yes.
Okay. You've been linked a lot recently with Chris Brown, I've been reading about. Is there any substance to those rumours? It all seems to be just talking about rumours, I know, but is there any evidence behind that?
You know, I really respect musicians musically, and the ones that I respect, I tend to kind of say I respect them in mm-hmm. interviews, you know, so... But right now it's about Poison.
Mm, exactly. And for you, I suppose you can't mention anyone's name without it being like, right, that's it, it's going to happen. There is a song being made right now.
Yeah.
Must be nice for this song, like you say, having had some time away, to get so much support from your peers. I mean, Madonna was tweeting about this song and saying everyone needs to go and listen to it. That must have been an amazing, amazing thing for you.
Yeah, that was like, whoa, you know, but she is like, I mean, she's one of, I think, our only few living legends we have left. So, you know, I have to give it to Madonna. She's the best.
And as well as all the music stuff as well, you've been doing all sorts of clothing things. I mean, last time you were on, we were chatting all about your braids. But what was it like seeing Beyonce wearing an item that you've designed? I mean, that must have been a dream come true for you, because it's like you say, you're focusing on the music now, but you've been doing a lot of clothing stuff alongside it as well.
That's so nice that you mentioned that. Yeah, it's all those little details. I mean, it's only like my idol wearing my clothes. No big deal. You know, it was amazing. I love how supportive she is. She's a big supporter of females too. She's a great example and a great idol to have.
Exactly. And I think if Beyonce was seen near wearing something that I decided to create, that'd be good enough for me. But wearing it is a whole nother level.
Exactly. It is another level. So thank you, Queen Bee.
And I saw as well on these diaries that you've been making, sort of following you around on all this exciting stuff you've been doing. You've bought a house as well. Are you going to be going on Grand Designs anytime soon? You and Kevin McLeod going, we're going to knock this wall through. And...
Well, I do need some help. But no, I think what I've done, I found in a great team, but I think I've ended up giving it to my parents, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because they need it more than me, and I'm never really in one place, so I'm back to square one, but at least my parents have a place.
I looked at the video, and if you haven't seen it, it's a huge, lovely-looking house, but like you say, there is a lot of stuff to be done, and I get the feeling you're just nipping in and out on the odd weekend probably wouldn't cut it.
I'm literally popping in for 15 minutes and popping out, but what's so cool is that, you know, I knocked it down. I'm starting from scratch here, so you have to give me a break.
I think you've got to do all the fun stuff of, like, you know, running through the walls and then going, right, actually, Mum and Dad, you look after this. So I'm going to go somewhere else now.
Yeah, but I want to make it special, you know. I want to make it the family home, so I'm really, really excited about it.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Now, this album, we've got to talk about it. Like you say, it's going to be out in a few months' time, and you must be so happy to have been able to spend some time and put some work into this, because it's been a long time since Aura, since you released your first album.
Yeah, I know, 2012. Yeah, I'm so, so excited. You know, for me, it feels like, yes, it has been a while record-wise since I released my first album in 2012, but Aura debuted really incredibly, you know, with all my singles charting at number one and the support I've had and the sold-out tours and traveling all over the world. And I finally have come to a point in my career where I've really feel ready to come out with another album. For me, I didn't want to release something under pressure, and I wanted a storyline, you know. I wanted to tell a really good story, and so this album's really based on things like my love life, being 24, my best friends, my parents being crazy, you know, everything like that. It really hasn't got anything, you know, I'm not pointing the finger, but it's definitely a very honest, detailed album, I'd like to say. It's indie inspired, mixed with some amazing R&B influences. It's my love for music.
Mm. And like you say, you know, you've been through a lot in the interim years between the two albums, and that, by the sounds of it, that has really fed into what you wanted this album to be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nice to hear that it's such a relatable album as well from people, because everyone has been through, you know, that sort of stage in their life, or has been through experiences like that.
Exactly. And also, I think that I'm very lucky to have music to really express that, you see. And why stop now, huh?
Exactly. The rest of us just have Twitter to get on a rant, so it's fine.
Exactly.
And are we going to see you performing around the UK in a few months' time as well, then, with all this album?
Definitely. I mean, I'm performing at the Wireless Festival, mm-hmm. so I don't know if anyone's in London around then to come pop down. I'm also doing a few other gigs, but it's going to happen more around the album time, September-ish release. But, you know, never know. Keep your eyes open and come and watch me.
Yeah, you are fantastic live, and we can't wait to see you hopefully around Thank the West you. Midlands very soon. Rita, best of luck with the album. Thank